Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, November 7th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Charge ASAP. As promised earlier this year, Apple has launched the Health Records feature in Apple Health to veterans in the United States and surrounding territories. iOS device users who receive healthcare through the Veterans Health Administration can now set up Health Records integration to see details like medications, lab results, and more all in one place on their iOS device. The Veterans Administration is the largest medical system in the United States, supporting over 9 million veterans. So this week's announcement significantly expands the reach of Apple's Health Records feature. To sign up, simply open the Health app on your iOS device, tap on your profile picture, and then select Accounts, Health Records, and Get Started. And once you complete that sign-up process, the data in the Health app is automatically synchronized with the healthcare provider's servers, offering up-to-date information on prescribed medications, treatments, and more. The Health Records feature was first introduced in iOS 12, but it requires partnerships with medical institutions in order to work. In total, there are more than 400 healthcare providers that support Apple's Health Records platform, and more are being added on a regular basis. In other news, Apple has expanded its employee benefits for new parents, mental health, and more. Apple has announced a new benefit that is meant to help new parents transition back to work after their time off, including a new 4-week grace period. Under this new policy and during the 4-week grace period, new parents will be paid like full-time employees, but will also have the flexibility to work part-time and set their own hours at the discretion of their manager. The benefit applies to all new parents, including those who adopt or take in foster children. Additionally, Apple is increasing the support it provides to parents who are looking to adopt. Apple will now offset adoption-related costs by $14,000, which is nearly triple the previous amount. Adoptive parents can also now get an extra 4 weeks of paid time off through Apple's paid family care benefit, which is designed to provide employees with time off for family illness. Last but not least, Apple is also expanding the mental wellness benefits it makes available to employees. The company is doubling the number of free counseling sessions available to employees every year, and it's providing new telemedicine options for increased flexibility. Apple has traditionally offered 16 weeks of paid leave to birth parents, which is in line with other tech companies. The new 4-week grace period is an added benefit on top of that, and all of these benefits are available to retail employees too. We are sponsored this week by Charge ASAP and its brand new Infinity Cable launching this month. The new Infinity Cable is a 6.5-foot nylon cable with interchangeable magnetic connectors for USB-C, Lightning, and micro USB. This allows you to use the same cable with all of your devices, and it brings back Apple's MagSafe-like magnetic disconnect functionality. While there are other magnetic cables on the market, the Infinity Cable is the first with full support for 100-watt power delivery and Qualcomm Quick Charge. This allows you to charge your devices at full speed with support for data transfer as well. You can currently get the Infinity Cable for up to 60% off of its expected retail price, with early bird pricing on Kickstarter at just $25 per cable. Thanks to Charge ASAP, 9 to 5 Mac is also launching a MacBook Pro giveaway in the coming weeks to celebrate the launch of the new Infinity Cable. Hit up the link in the show notes below to check it out. Apple makes an effort to always promote its stance on privacy and protecting user data, but the company also has a dedicated website at apple.com/privacy that explains exactly how privacy features work in detail. Apple this week has updated its user-friendly privacy site for the fourth year in a row with a focus on the new benefits in iOS 13, iPadOS 13, WatchOS 6, and more. New this year isn't just a high-level explainer on how Apple protects your data. There are 4 new white papers published by Apple that offer a deep dive into privacy features specific to location services, photos, Safari, and the new Sign In with Apple feature. The updated privacy site is especially interesting when it comes to specific features in apps and services. The new full web page section is an especially interesting read, with the new white papers that go incredibly in-depth on what goes on behind the scenes to protect user data. Some of the things Apple explain include how Safari works to prevent advertisers from following you around the web, how Maps data isn't associated with your Apple ID for identifying travel patterns, details on how the Photos app uses the power of on-device processing to recognize faces and places, how the Messages app uses smart suggestions which are processed on-device, a look at how Apple News activity is associated with a random identifier, not your Apple ID, and last but not least, a look at how health data is encrypted behind your passcode, Face ID, or Touch ID. Apple.com/privacy is also a great resource for recommending to friends and family who may need a few tips on best practices for data protection. The site includes advice for how to avoid having your data stolen through phishing attempts and more. And you can read all of that information and the new white papers at apple.com/privacy. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Stack Trace podcast with Guy Rambo and John Sundell. We've also got a look at new waterproof cases from Lifeproof for the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro. You can check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today and so much more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.